How to crack open that mind and let something new in.
Hello, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is a snippet, in case you didn't know. I love introducing new women to Snippet Land. It's an ecosystem. It's more than just a podcast. This is the place to be if you're over 40, struggling with alcohol, but everything else in your life on the surface just looks more pretty much great. Oh, you might have some stuff going on, maybe some health issues, maybe some relationship issues, but you're making it happen. But then there's the alcohol underneath it all. Often we're doing this in isolation. Nobody else knows. It's very lonely. Guess what? You're not only not alone. There are a lot of us, thousands of us. If I only knew that sooner. Anyway, let me get on track here today. I have a treat for you. We're going to talk first a little bit about mindset. After all, it is Monday. And then I'm going to talk to you about the law of applied effort in relation to mindset. So let's get started.
First of all, I'm going to give you a quote by Parvez Musharraf. Here's the quote. Remember that mindsets cannot be changed through force and coercion. No idea can ever be forcibly thrust upon anyone. Okay, the reason I'm giving you that quote, and I'm just going to repeat it. Remember that mindsets cannot be changed through force and coercion. No idea can ever be forcibly thrust upon anyone. The reason I'm giving you that quote is because if we want to grow, expand our outlook on life, expand our mindset, use our mindset to grow and break free, then we have to have an open mind, right? So we got to start at the very beginning here. You know, I can't thrust anything upon you. No one can. Obviously, you get to choose what you believe. I get to choose. We decide, right? That means what we want to do is start with an open mind, just a willingness to say, all right, well, I don't know if I believe this. I'm not sure what's really going on, but I'll listen. I'm willing to listen. At least I'll just listen, right? And then decide. And then maybe don't just throw the baby out with the bathwater when you hear something that might sound a little bit off for you or it's not something you're used to. Let's keep the mind open. And even take the idea with us for a while and play with it in our mind and maybe write about it in our journal and decide maybe this is something. Maybe there's something to this. Now, the reason I'm really emphasizing this is one of the things that held me back all those years, and anyone who knows me knows that it took me over 30 years to get sober, was because I had such a closed mind. I had made decisions about life and about the things that I believed in and the way I was willing to live my life, and I didn't have an open enough mind to even hear new ideas. You know, someone would say something, I'm like, no, that's not my thing. Sorry, I don't roll that. That's not how I roll. Very closed-minded. By the way, that expression, that's not how I roll, oh man, that one just gives me the creeps because it just indicates immediately a closed mind. When I hear, you know, you'll say something to someone, have you thought about this? Oh, no, that's not how I roll. You're like, yeah, and you haven't even thought about it, have you? So don't make a decision in advance about how you roll. Just keep the mind open enough to consider, because what I've discovered is after my mind started getting cracked open, which was not easy, it was so stubborn, all of a sudden, worlds opened up and worlds continue to open up. And as my sobriety grows and as I grow and as I expand, as I come into my seventh year without alcohol, the discoveries of life, it just seemed to be endless. And the more we learn, the more we grow, the more there is, and the more there more. I'm like, wow, where does this end? I don't think it ends anywhere except in amazing freedom and happiness. So keep focused here, Becca. You stay on track. After all, this is a snippet. Okay, so mindset, we want to start with an open mind. No one can force us, so we're going to keep that mind open. And the reason we're talking about mindset is because that's all this is, all of it. Not today, but every snippet, every thought is really just adopting a mindset. And I am more and more and more convinced that getting sober and living a happy alcohol-free life is all mindset. That's all it is. In fact, everything in life is mindset. Okay, so let's get to today's law. Today we're talking about the law of applied effort. The law of applied effort. I love this one because this law says that if you just keep making the effort, you will succeed. Isn't that beautiful? It means that as long as you don't give up, you will get what you're after. Now, of course, if you're trying to grow wings and go fly around the moon, you're probably going to struggle and never get there. Let's be reasonable, right? We're not going to be ridiculous. But if you have a valid goal and you have a goal that's possible, all you have to do is keep trying. And sometimes that can feel like, really? Okay, really? Okay, so I've been trying for over 30 years and I've still failed. There gets a point where you're just like, as long as we never give up, and I don't care if it's over 30 years, I don't care how many times you failed, it doesn't matter. As long as you're making an applied effort, sooner or later, you're going to get what you want. Of course, that presupposes that you want sobriety, you want happiness, you want health, you want freedom. And we talked about wanting, desire is very important. And we also talked about, do you even believe you can have it? Those are other episodes, important ones. But we got to start with desire and then move into belief. You got to want it. Then you have to believe that you can have it. And then apply the effort. And no matter how many times you fail or how difficult it gets, just keep trying. And eventually you're going to get what you want. Now, I can say this with authority, because I failed for over 30 years and I was trying, right? I mean, it's very disheartening, but something inside of me just kept me trying again and again. And well, I admit it, granted, sometimes there was months in between tries. I just go, you know what? I give up. And I just go on a bender and drink for months and not even try to quit because it just felt so overwhelming. But eventually, sooner or later, every single time I'd try again, try again, try again. All we have to do is keep trying. And eventually, you will get what you want. So have a desire for this. Have a clear vision of what your sober life looks like. Write that down in your journal. What do I look like sober? And I want to talk about that, but that's another episode too, because I want to tell you what it's like to live sober. It's probably not what you think. For example, it is not struggle. There is no struggle in true recovery. Once you've truly recovered, you don't have to struggle against alcohol because you don't even want to drink. But that is another episode and an important one. Taking note there, and we'll get to it for you, I promise. But let's stay focused today. Today's law is the law of applied effort. Applied effort, meaning you are continuing to apply the effort regardless of the results that you're seeing. Disregard all results that are results that you don't want. In other words, if you don't quite make it that time, or if it's difficult, or something gets in your way, or something comes up, or this happens, or that happens, or I don't care what happens, we keep trying. We make that effort. The law of applied effort says that if you apply the effort, you will get the result you want.
So there it is. No matter how many times we fail, all we can do is keep on trying. Eventually you'll get there, right? Gals, I'm not sure if you've been wondering. I have had some inquiries about the Sacred Mirror. It's closed right now, gals. I had quite an influx of submissions, so I'm just catching up on those. If you're curious about the Sacred Mirror, I'll be opening it again soon, within the next week or so. And what is the Sacred Mirror? Well, it's exclusive to Snippetland. This is something I myself created just for you. It's a simple online form where I ask you a couple of simple questions. You share a little bit of your story with me and only me. I turn on my microphone and send you back a reflection. Not advice, not a sales pitch, just a reflection. Here's what I'm hearing. Here's what, right? One of the most important things we need that is often missing in our lives is that second objective person who can look at our lives from a non-emotional point of view. And that's what I offer in the Sacred Mirror. However, now that you're all excited about it, stick around. It'll open soon. But today, if you'd like to grab on to some of the guides that I've created for you, including a journaling guide, a breathing guide, a cleansing guide, go to the show notes, tap the link, and we'll send those right on over to you. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.